We're going to be talking finance soon, find out how the share market fared. Before then...
This man is Ernest Scribbler, manufacturer of jokes. In a few moments, he will think of the funniest joke in the world. And as a result, he will die laughing. It was obvious the joke was lethal.
All right. So Dr. Mead said that laughter is the best medicine. And while that Monty Python sketch you just heard might suggest otherwise, there's definitely some merit to the concept. Studies have shown that laughter can trigger the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, and can also lower stress hormones like cortisol. And all over the world, people are cottoning onto that fact, including our next guest. Heather Joy Campbell is founder of the Happydemic, an organisation dedicated to spreading a wellness discipline known as laughter yoga. And she trains up practitioners called laughter leaders all over the state. Heather Joy is with us this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Adam. Oh, my goodness. That was quite some laughter.
It was, wasn't it? In fact, might have overdone it. What on earth is laughter yoga?
Laughter yoga was developed 30 years ago by an Indian doctor, a physician, based on the premise that laughter is good medicine. So we actually don't go around telling jokes, because jokes are based on, you know, our own values and our culture. But we all have the ability to just laugh, if we allow ourselves to. So we get playful, we clap our hands, we make the sound of laughter, and our brain doesn't know the difference between it being laughing at a joke or making the sound of ho-ho-ha-ha for about 20 minutes. It simply says, hey, that's the cue for me to help this person relax.
What happens to the body and the mind when we're laughing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so physically, when we have extended laughter, like we do in laughter yoga, we, as you mentioned, we wind back the stress hormones, we release the feel-goods, and there's a whole dose of those. That's dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, a real feel-good cocktail. We breathe much more deeply. We expel a whole lot of stale old air out of our lungs. We replenish our body with oxygen-rich air, which is really good for our brain, our alertness. It's really good for our immune system. And mentally or psychologically, when we are laughing, we are in the moment. So, you know, you may think, oh, I can't meditate. I've got so many thoughts going through my head all the time. If you let yourself laugh, your anxieties, your fears, your frustrations, worries, they go on hold for that time. So when you do that for a while, Adam, it's like hitting a reset button in your life.
What inspired you to even take this path in the first place, Heather Joy?
Why did I pursue it? Mm. Oh, look, my shoulders were pretty much attached to my earlobes. I lived with stress and didn't know it. I was driven by deadlines, and I was intrigued by the idea of laughter would help, and I found that I really did like the feeling of laughing for 45 minutes. Laughing for 1 minute is hard. Laughing for 45 minutes is just amazing. And I kept on going for it. And then I studied the psychology of happiness and the science of that. I went over to India and studied with the doctor, and I've been doing this 10 years now.
Hearing here from Heather Joy Campbell. She is a laughter yoga teacher and the founder of Happydemic. What sort of reaction do you get from people when they learn that you're a laughter yoga devotee, Heather Joy?
Well, oftentimes, Adam, they think that I must be a comedian and I am absolutely hopeless with jokes and punchlines. But I think lots of people have perhaps passed away because of taking life too seriously. So we do take life seriously, but we don't take ourselves quite as seriously. So there's a lot of curiosity about it. There may be a feeling that, oh, it's a bit silly. I prefer that it's a bit more playful. And adults need play just as much as kids. And the health results, the evidence is there to show we do need it.
You're on the hunt for more people to learn the art of laughter yoga and to form up volunteer groups around regional Queensland. How do people do that?
Yeah, okay. So at the moment we have what we call laughter clubs, and there are laughter clubs all over the world, but in regional Queensland you can find them hidden away in Atherton, Mission Beach, Rockhampton, Central Highlands, right down to the Gold Coast. And to find out about laughter clubs, or even becoming a laughter club leader, if people were to pop into their favourite search engine, Laughter Club Queensland, they'd be able to find the information for that.
Heather Joy, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
My absolute pleasure, and all the best with that liftoff tomorrow, because, you know, laughter is the rocket fuel for the spirits.
Well, maybe that's what they're
going to.
Yeah, if the winds are too strong, they might all just start laughing, Heather Joy, and that'll give the weather gods the signal they need to ease up. So we'll wait and see. All right. Thank you very much.
Wait and see.
There's some bows being drawn here, but they're all funny ones. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll get a finance update next on Drive after this cracking tune. Together in Electric Dreams.